And speaking of some sweet emotion and some playoff football, former Panther Mike Rucker joins us. What's going on, Mike?
Doing good, guys. How about you?
Doing awesome. I got to ask you right out of the gate here. Doesn't seem like the Panthers are getting a whole lot of respect the 15-1 team deserves going into the playoffs.
Well, I think that that's kind of been the whole year. I think that people kind of overlooked and didn't really want to believe what they were doing in their body of work. But if you're on that squad or in that organization, you're okay with that because you just want to keep your head down, your feet in front of one another, and just keep plowing through this until you get to the second week in February and you look back and the goal is to be holding up that trophy.
Yeah, I mean, the two teams that seem to be overlooked right now are the Panthers and the Chiefs, which, I mean, you know, what the Chiefs have done over the last 3 months is amazing, but they're largely being ignored, too, as a real contender. I say go with that. Don't look for attention. Don't try to bring any more attention on yourself. Do what works, and this has worked for those two teams up to date.
Tampa Bay.
Absolutely. I think that's you're exactly right. I think you'll get the attention that you need when you're holding up that trophy.
Right.
Because it's undeniable. You know, in all eyes, the world will be looking at you holding up that trophy. So I think the teams that are getting a lot of hype, then that's just more media and just more things that they have to talk about and distractions. So I really like where, you know, the Panthers are at. I grew up being a Chiefs fan. So I know how they are, and so I know that if they can plow through it and they can reach their goal, they're going to be happy. It's been so long since they've really been in the playoffs and really have a really good shot at making a run. So I really like where both teams are at as far as from the outside looking in.
Now, Mike, where the Panthers are not being ignored, however, is with their coaching staff. And as all of these jobs are opening, and we talk a lot about head coaches, but there are going to be some good coordinator and really good position coach jobs opening up even more over the next couple of weeks. And, I mean, how deeply do you think the Panthers' cupboard could be raided?
Well, it's probably going to happen. And that's the flip side of having success is that, you know, players will be raided, coaches will be raided, and that's just the nature of the business. When you're doing well, people will be able to reach their personal goals also. And that's kind of the tricky thing because if you're a head coach, you want to keep your nucleus intact as much as possible. But you got to remember, at one point in time, you were a position coach and you wanted to be that head coach or you wanted to be that coordinator. So you can't really deny your guys. You really actually want your guys to go out, spread their wings, and fly. And so when you look, with that West Coast coaching tree with all the coaches that came out of that system, so you want your guys to be able to spread their wings. And so it's not if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just how many guys will take flight.
All right, so you got to be honest with me. As a player sitting in a bye week looking at the playoffs, Are you going, I want to play this team or I don't want to play this team? For instance, you sitting there going, you know what, I'd love to get after Aaron Rodgers. I want to play those guys. I mean, be honest. Are the players really wanting to play one team versus another for various reasons?
The first thing is, like, hey, you're just excited to be in this position and you'll play whoever. Then when you roll back the covers a little bit more, you're going to say, man, I like this team because you don't want to really have to play that hot team. And certain teams match up different to other teams. Some teams might be physical. Some teams might be more finesse. So you might say, hey, I would like, if I had to push a button, I'll play anybody. But if I could push a button, I might like to get these guys right here. A lot of times what happens is that if you played a team before in the regular season, you feel a little bit more confident if you have won. When we went to the Super Bowl back in 2003, we had played Dallas and we had played the Eagles in the regular season and they beat us. And there was a feeling, a sense that, hey, they beat us already. That's going to happen again. And so we played the reverse role where we were confident, ready to get our get back. On the flip side, if you've beat a team up pretty good, it makes you feel confident about playing them again.
All right, well, so we've got really tomorrow to talk about when you're dealing with a potential opponents. Are there guys who, you know, they want to sit and analyze these games like they're in the film room? Are there other guys who will have folks over and you know, snack and do that kind of stuff? And then there are others who just say, it's my day off. I'm going to go ride horses. I'm going to go take my kids to the go-kart place or the ride horses. That's what we've got.
Ride horses?
Be careful. Carolina's best corner rides horses.
I get that, but not everybody thinks about doing that.
You know, so how do these guys approach the game, the ones that are on TV during a bye week?
I think that you'll get both. I think you'll get that one guy that really, you know, it's been a long season, really just wants to have some downtime. Maybe, you know, is in the Bahamas or the Caribbean or something, just really soaking up and really just mentally getting away from everything. I would say the majority of the guys are going to be looking, because you kind of want to know who you're playing. And on the flip side, you also want, you might be able to pick something up. You know, you might be able to pick up a signal. You might be able to pick up a play. There's something that you can pick up by watching the team that you potentially could play. And so I think that intrigues guys to want to really watch. AFC, you might not really care about what's going on there. But the NFC games, I think you're gonna be in tune to that game more, because you have the potential of playing that. And you might be able to pick up a hand signal or something that's going on from the TV. Because what we watch in the film room is just a cut-up. It's going to give you a side view, and it's going to give you the end zone view. No audio. It's just the play when the ball is snapped, and then the play's over. When you watch the TV copy, you're getting the commentators that are seeing things. You know, people are telling them, hey, look at this. You're getting replays. So you're seeing the game in a total different light. So you can expect the majority of the guys to watch the TV copy.
All right, so the games that are going on this weekend, interestingly enough, we've got three road teams are favored: the Chiefs, the Steelers, and the Seahawks. The only home favorite is Washington, which is a one-point favorite, which if you say that most home teams get 3 points, then they're technically really not favored either. Are we going to see some road teams stepping up this weekend?
I think so. I think that when you look at, you know, like the Washington, Washington, you know, kind of came on. I mean, they were kind of the sleeper team that was kind of up and down, but stayed steady. And then, you know, you got the Packers, you know, who, you got Aaron Rodgers. How could you, you know? So I think that you'll see some road teams really, I think, step up and play really well this weekend. And at the end of the day, this is National Football League. This is what makes this game one of the greatest games in sports, is because you can have all these odd makers doing this, and then all of a sudden you can have a barn burner or you can have a blowout. And I think that's the neat thing about this, is that you have to get in between the lines. You have to play 60 minutes, and, you know, one play could dictate the whole game. And being on the road, I think that when you're going on the road, it makes you more focused, because, one, you don't have all the distractions of, you know, family and tickets and fans and all that. When you go on the road, coach will always say, bring your defense and your special teams. And if you get something out of your offense, great. But you don't have all those distractions. So I think that is a plus for those road teams when they go. They just have their teammates on the left side and the right side of them when they go on the road. And I think that'll bode well for some of those teams that might be favored to win on the road.
Well, Mike, go ahead and for us, you know, it's just us gals here. Go ahead and rank for us these four teams in terms of threat to the Panthers: Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, Redskins. If you had to put them in order, you know, who do we want to see? Who do we maybe not want to see?
Well, I think that this year we got over the hump with Seattle. We played Seattle the last number of years, and it has been a close game, and where the Panthers have actually kind of maybe been leading in the game, and maybe it's a fumble or one little turnover that changes the game, and then they barely lose. This year they finally got over the hump on that. But I think that when you look in the mirror, the two teams I think that are like, that you know could be scary, I think are the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Because when you look in the mirror, I think that you're seeing your team. Mm. You're seeing a team that can run the ball. I think you're seeing two teams that have really good quarterbacks. I think when you think about Seattle, they won the Super Bowl. They played in the Super Bowl last year. So the stage isn't too big. So, you know, you might be able to say, like, if you were playing Minnesota, the stage might be too big because they haven't been there in a long time. You know, the Cardinals are hot. I think they can run the ball. They've got a good defense, good quarterback. So I think when you look in the mirror, you see teams that look like you, that might make you be a little bit more reserved. This might be a little bit tougher. I think when you look at, say, the Redskins and Green Bay, you kind of jumped up on them. You kind of beat them around a little bit at home. So I think you should feel a little bit more comfortable with those teams. I think Minnesota is that kind of that in the middle of the road wild card team that you just really don't know. You got, you know, Adrian Peterson. I mean, you know, he's one of the best backs in the league for a number of years. So he's going to give you fits. And so I think that that's a team that's kind of right in the middle. You don't know what you're going to get. So that'd be probably the best way I'd be able to throw those teams out at you.
All right. So prediction time. Now that, you know, no games have played, we know who all the playoff seedings are, who's going where and who wins and who plays who. Super Bowl 50 is going to be what teams?
I think if someone said the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots, I don't think anybody would bat an eye. I think that they'd be like, all right, got your roll up sleeves, let's play this thing out. Rematch, 03. So that would kind of be my prediction. And then after that, I think that, you could easily see, you know, Arizona or Seattle there after the Panthers. And on the AFC side, I think New England is still that team that needs to be knocked off. And, I think the Chiefs, you know, depending on what's going on in Denver, I think that you could see one of those squads after the Patriots.
Well, now, Mike, I want to take you back to when we had you on here preseason. You told me to go ahead and take the over on the preseason prediction, and this was after – oh, no, this was minutes before Kelvin Benjamin got hurt. And I did it. I sent a friend to Vegas – and I have the ticket in front of me. It was on August 19th at 7:51 Vegas time. I put $20 down.
And then 20 minutes later, Benjamin lost a knee.
Yeah, well, and 15 weeks later, baby, you and I are $16 richer. So, Mike, I owe you $8.
So that should buy a really good burger.
I don't know. It might not these days.
It depends on where you're at. You know, if you're in New York, you might be stuck.
Yeah, so you and I are $16 richer, my friend. $16.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, you know, we laughed. We were like, all right, take the over. And I actually had a friend in Vegas. I said, all right, let's do this. $20 on the over, and I'm staring at the ticket right here. $16. I don't want to short you. It's actually $16.65.
Yep. So, in other words, take it to the bank. So, Mike says that it's going to be Panthers, Patriots. So, take it to the bank. Go ahead. Vegas style right now. Mike, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to catching up with you maybe after the season's over, wrap things up for us.
It's always good to hang out with you guys.
All right, thanks a lot.